On RN, I'm Cassie McCullough, and this is The List. Now, you may know that the Walkley Foundation held its Storyology Conference this week. One of the international guests was the editor-in-chief of GQ magazine, Thailand, Voronoi Vanajaka. I caught up with him briefly. Here's a bit of that conversation. I asked him about who GQ, Gentleman's Quarterly, Thailand, is targeting.
I guess it will be probably similar to the men who buy GQ in Australia. They are middle class, upper class, have a very active lifestyle. They very conscious about themselves, the way they dress, the way they look. They see fashion as an expression of who they are, and they are very concerned about lifestyle in terms of where to eat, where to hang out, where to dine. They enjoy the good life, basically. You have to understand that Bangkok and Thailand has grown very fast over the past 10-20 years. If you walk into a nightclub in Bangkok 10 years ago and you look at the men, they all look the same, they all dress the same, the haircut is all the same. You walk into a nightclub today in Bangkok and you see all sort of different individual expression in terms of the way they dress, how they wear their hair, so on and so forth. So it's quite interesting. There's quite a dynamic these days, and GQ is catering to that. Bangkok and the big cities in Thailand, anyway, they are becoming quite the melting pot. And the Thais, men or women, they have a very international outlook, international perspective, where we get a lot of influence from Western culture, Hollywood. We get a lot of influence from J-pop, K-pop, Chinese pop, so on and so forth. And we blend all of those things with our own identity. And Bangkok and Thailand, at this moment, is kind of confused. We don't know who we are. We don't know where we're going yet. It's sort of at that transformation stage. But we are finding that out. And hopefully GQ Thailand would help Thai men to find out what our true identity.
From 2008 until you took up the editorship of GQ this year, you're a political and social commentator for the Bangkok Post. Is there more media freedom now or less?
The level of media freedom in Thailand is kind of hard to measure. It kind of go up and down, depends on which government, depends on the coup d'etat. I mean, we have a coup d'etat on the average of once every 4 years, so you just never know what's going to happen. In general, I would say, compared to other Southeast Asian nations, we have a lot more press freedom. Of course, there's a limit to that. You can't touch the royal family with the lese majeste law. That's an obvious one. But otherwise, we have quite a lot of press freedom. But of course, when we have the coup, we have martial law. That freedom has been limited quite a bit, and there's a lot of censorship going on. However, in my own observation of late, the past many months, things are becoming more relaxed. I have read articles in newspapers that are becoming more and more critical of the present government. But at the same time, there's still a lot of censorship going on. I mean, there was a big controversy about the Hunger Games, Mockingjay with the three-finger salute that a few Thai dissidents adopted, and the government is trying to clamp down on that. So it's, you know, there's some freedom and there's not so much freedom. It's just kind of difficult to measure.
What role has social media played in this?
Well, we live our lives on social media. I try not to, but everybody around me tried to force me to live my life on social media. And social media opened your eyes to everything that goes on in the world. Social media give you so much knowledge and also feed you so much moronic idiot things. And that's just the fact of life. There's two sides to every coin. And you know, if you talk about politics, of course there's still stuff going on in social media. You know, people posting stuff on Facebook, writing blogs. The government can't possibly go around and shut down everyone and everything. It's just impossible. It's a limitless space on social media. So, you know, every now and then you see people post stuff, but otherwise there isn't really an Arab Spring going on, at least not to my knowledge.
Just finally, what's the hottest trend in Thailand for young men right now?
Young Thai men and not so young Thai men for the past many years, the hottest trend is something I would campaign against if I could, but I would lose. It's this tight skinny jeans and trousers and pants, and I do not know how they breed. I do not know how they're gonna reproduce. I just have no idea, but they're just so tight, they're like female stockings. I can't wear them. I wouldn't be able to walk, but these pants have to be as tight as possible. I don't know why, and I look at them and I shake my head and I'm like, well, if it makes you happy, but hey, you know what, 10 years from now, if you have problem down there, don't say I didn't warn you.
I think many of our listeners would be shaking their heads in agreement with you. Thank you very much for being our guest today.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
That's Voronoi Vanajaka. He's the editor-in-chief of GQ Magazine Thailand. And there's a longer version of that conversation on the List's program page.